The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And you can catch us on that LI News Radio app, so this way you can listen to Spotlight on Long Island Schools no matter where you are. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island School Boards since 1959. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to hear about some amazing, unique programs that go on in our schools across Long Island every day, and more importantly, the students that are involved with them. And this week in our spotlight, we'd like to welcome back the Copaig School District, and we're going to talk about a program that has been re-resurrected there in the school district. And we're talking mock trial, future lawyers, so people that will make me pay a lot of fines and money for things I didn't do. I plead innocent. But mock trial teams are a big part of Long Island schools. There's a lot of teams across Long Island, and the kids learn some great skill sets, and they learn about the law, among other things. We're going to talk to the advisor of the mock trial team there in Copaig. I'd like to welcome Ms. Refuse. Welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. So talk to us about the Copaig mock trial team.
Of course. Thanks so much for having us. Over here at Copaig, we're in our second year of mock trial. We have about 25 students that participate on the team with about 12 speaking roles. So we've got six lawyers and six witnesses. Six will participate as the defense and six as the prosecution. And each and every year here within the program on Long Island, we have a civil case and a criminal case. So this year we had a criminal case about arson investigation, and the students had a lot of fun with it, and they did an amazing job this season.
Great. And so this is year number two of this program. You said you have 25 students involved, 12 speaking folks with six witnesses. What do the other seven do?
Yeah, so the students behind the scene, they are our research team. So they do a lot to read and comb through the fine details of the case. We have six pretty complex affidavits that the students read through, and it can be a lot for lawyers to take on all of that. They're almost like a paralegal. So they complete research, give us ideas, help edit student work. And then we also have a student that's sort of like our own stenographer. So that he comes to each competition and he takes notes of all the objections and everything that the students discuss during the trial.
That's awesome. Now, I'm going to ask you probably a question that you weren't anticipating, but one of the industries that's being impacted the most with artificial intelligence actually is the legal industry, right? Paralegals in particular that do all that research. Well, artificial intelligence has really helped expedite a lot of that. Unfortunately, it's probably going to reduce that workforce. Has artificial intelligence made its way into the mock trial teams on Long Island? And if not, do you envision it in the future?
It's so interesting that you bring that up because we have students in an advanced criminal justice program that also like to participate in the mock trial as well. And those students were researching today about AI and its effect on lawyers. And we have our own ideas about how it could impact the legal system. But as we've discussed, we think that the emotion that's sort of missing from artificial intelligence, this important key aspect with connecting with judges and juries, is sort of absent from AI in some ways.
Right.
So we're not 100% sure, but we're excited to see what happens next.
So you guys are doing it the old school way, right? Researching all the legal briefs, case precedents, no AI, no shortcuts for those people doing the research. So those seven folks are doing it the hard way. Awesome. That's what I wanted to hear. We're going to talk with some of the students that are involved with the mock trial team. And first, I'm going to introduce Erica. She's a high school senior there at Copaig. Erica, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. So the program's been around for 2 years. How long have you been involved, and what piqued your interest to want to join the mock trial team?
Well, I've been involved in mock trial for both of the years it's been being instated in the school. What pursued me to be in mock trial is I want to be a lawyer when I grow up. Like, I plan to go on to law school, and I'm going to college to study criminal justice. And I just wanted that experience beforehand because I know mock trial in college is definitely more difficult than it is mock trial in high school is definitely more difficult than it is in college. So I did want the experience and to learn how to public speak better. And I just felt like it was a fun thing to do with my friends, and it gave me a chance to dress up too.
Yeah, well, listen, you got to look the part, especially when you're in court. No slouches in court. So what are some of the roles that you have taken on since you joining the mock trial team over the last couple of years?
Well, I've been a lawyer for both years I've been in mock trial, and I've been on the prosecution side for both years as well.
All right. So you have the prosecutor, you have the defense. We know we'll get into the arson case a little bit later and discuss the facts. What is it like? Describe to folks who may not be familiar with this. What is it like from the competition standpoint when you're going against other teams from other schools?
It's definitely a little bit nerve-wracking to see people from other schools. But they aren't like mean people. They're really nice people. And they're all here for the same reasons, to have fun or to learn how to become a lawyer. And it's a very professional environment in the room, especially. Like, it's nice to see kids our age be professional and look like the young adults that they are. So it's definitely a new experience for people who want to join in the future.
Awesome. Also want to welcome to the program another 12th grader. LaVon, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And same question for you. How long have you been involved, and what made you say, hey, you know what? You know, in addition to everything else I'm doing in school, let me add another thing here to take up some of my time and let me dive into mock trial. What piqued your interest to join?
So I also been in the program for the 2 years. Unlike Erica, I wasn't really sure about joining because I didn't have any interest in law. I'm actually interested in the medical field, but seeing how it was something different for COPEG. So seeing how I would be able to be on the stand and play a different character seemed really interesting. And also I'm learning a lot of different facts about the law that I probably wouldn't have learned outside of mock trial. So I just found it very interesting.
Great. And what roles have you participated in being part of the team? What roles have you assumed so far?
My first 2 years, I played two different characters as witnesses. And this year I played as a witness on the prosecution.
Okay. And what was your expectation going in? You said you weren't really sure. And what's kind of been your biggest surprise about being involved with mock trial? Like your big, this was pretty cool because of.
I felt it was really cool also because I got to dress up. I had to go up as a different character with, you know, either angry emotions or like an innocent emotion. It's just you have to like be in the feet of a different person. And I just thought that was really cool.
Right. And they give you the case, right? So describe to me, you get the case. How is it spelled out for the role that you have to play?
So when we're giving the case, each character has an affidavit. So it's basically just studying that over and over. So you get to know who you are and you just have to become really well with it.
All right. And you bring your own element into that role so that the prosecutor and the defense attorney can really play off of what you're bringing to the table as a witness, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So you said you are interested in the medical field. Listen, medical lawyers, they make a ton of money too. I'm not trying to gear you towards a career development here, but what in the medical field has piqued your interest?
What really piqued my interest was being there to help people. Also, like just being in the hospital atmosphere and knowing that people most likely are going to leave there healthier and happier. So that's what mostly piqued my interest.
All right. Well, I wish you all the best with that because there's a severe shortage of healthcare workers in this country. So it's a good workforce to pursue because there's going to be jobs for a long time because people are going to be getting sick forever. So and as they live longer, too, they rely more on healthcare. So good for you. And now we're going to go to the junior in the bunch. And that's only because he's in 11th grade. But actually, it is Dwight Evans Jr. So you're a junior and a junior over there at COPEG. So Dwight, obviously this is probably your first or second year with mock trial.
This is my second year in mock trial.
Second year. So you started really young back in there in the 10th grade. And I guess the same question for you, what made you say, hey, I want to join this team because.
In 10th grade, I was really interested. Well, I'm still interested in law, and I didn't know about the existence of a mock trial club. So then when it was created, I was like, oh my goodness, I can do this because I'm already interested in law. And then I walked into the door and it just caught me. And I was like, I can't leave.
All right. And what have you enjoyed about the club so far?
Definitely the deeper delving of the law. I'm so interested in law and I definitely do want to become an attorney after past high school, maybe past college. And definitely how we attack the law and definitely how we depict the law. I feel like you can only get that at mock trial.
Great. And I love the fact that so many of you like the dressing up part, because you know what? A lot of adults don't even like to dress up anymore. So there is faith in our future for bringing the style back to the job force. I love it. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue our conversation with these students from the Copeg School District. They're part of the mock trial team. We're going to learn about the case that they took on this year. We'll kind of guide you through a competition and how the different roles play off of each other. And then we'll talk to our high school seniors about what's next for them after the mock trial and after they graduate from COPEG. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Again, you can download that LI News Radio app, listen to Spotlight on Long Island Schools wherever you go, so you can learn more about what Dwight, LaVon, and Erica are going to be doing in mock trial and what they've done to teams across Long Island. Learn more right after the break when we come back. ABC. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on that LI News Radio app. And hey, check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That is your place. Suggest a program, club, or activity that your district is involved in. And just like the Copeg School District and the mock trial team, your students could be the next one right here in our spotlight, continuing our conversation with those folks from the mock trial team over in Copeg. And when we broke away before, we were talking to Dwight Evans Jr., who's a junior there. I just had to do that twice, Dwight. I'm sorry. You know, it was just set up perfectly. And you were definitely interested in the law. You're, you know, aspiring to be a lawyer. So, Erica, I'm going to switch back to you. Talk to us about the case for this year, because what folks need to understand, teams get a case, and how you present your case, argue your case, and the team, how they present it, you get judged on it, and you really have to know the case inside and out. So talk to us about this year's case.
Well, this year's case was an arson investigation case where the owner of a paint store unfortunately lost their business due to a fire started by an accelerant. And the whole point of the case was that the owner of the paint store was accused of burning down their industry for insurance money because they were in serious debt. So my side, the prosecution side, basically said that Lindsay Gordon wasn't responsible for Lindsay Gordon, who's the owner of the paint store, by the way, says that they weren't responsible for the burning down of their industry. And there was a lot of evidence towards the case. There were 6 affidavits. There was Pat Wheeler, who was a worker at the store. There was Tracy Bickle, who was a taxi driver and a witness, who witnessed Lindsay Gordon.
That was air quotes walking for folks on radio. Yes. She did air quotes for someone down. Right.
And there's Lindsay, obviously. And there was also Ryan Casey, who was the financial advisor for Lindsay's case. And there was the arson investigator, Kelly Savride, who was also on the stand as an expert witness. And I'm missing someone. Leslie Neal. And Leslie Neal, who was also a worker at the paint store as well. So we just took all that evidence together and we brought a case to prove Lindsay innocent or guilty. And that was just up to the judge to decide.
All right. Now, Dwight, I know that you also were a prosecuting attorney on this case, correct?
Yes, I was.
All right. So why don't you describe, as a prosecuting attorney, what were the arguments the defense was making that you just obliterated with, you know, your cross-examination or whatever you guys had to do? What was the defense's defense and how did you kind of tackle that and attack it?
When analyzing both teams that we went up against, they were very similar in that they stated that Lindsay Gordon couldn't have burned down their own business because it was her business. And they actually put it upon another employee. Pat Wheeler, who Erica mentioned earlier, was a witness, and they put it upon, or the suspect, and they blamed it upon he or she, whoever played the role, saying that Pat Wheeler burned down Gordon's paint supplies because they were going out for revenge, because Pat Wheeler was fired from Gordon's paint supplies. Uh-huh. And they were trying to prove Lindsay Gordon innocent while blaming Pat Wheeler for burning it down.
And all you got to do is create a little bit of doubt there, right? From a criminal perspective, just create a little bit of doubt, not a lot, just enough to make it reasonable, right? And what was some of your counter arguments to say, yeah, no, not a chance, 100%, it was the owner that did it. How did you argue that?
There was a lot of evidence pointing towards Lindsay Gordon doing it her or himself. Lindsay Gordon had a motive. Lindsay Gordon needed the insurance money that would come with the burning down of Gordon's paint and supplies. Lindsay Gordon was also out during the night of the fire. She was away from a bar. She had a whole thing with Ryan Casey, who was his financial advisor. And there was so many like kinds of events set up within the case that could prove that Lindsay Gordon had the means and the motives to burn down GPS.
All right. I am excited to ask this next question of LaVon. LaVon, we were talking off the air. You were a witness. What witness role did you play? Were you the witness that they were trying to pin the whole thing on?
No, I played the witness as the taxi driver.
You played the witness what? Describe your role.
So I used to be a business partner with Lindsay Gordon. I've known Lindsay for 30 years, and I see her or him walking on the street. And that was the night of the fire that it happened. And so I talked to the investigator, tell him, hey, I saw Lindsay. I know she did it because I know known her for so long. And that's basically where my part took place.
So as the witness, you were a witness for the prosecution saying she did it?
Yes.
All right. And what led you to the conclusion that said, yeah, she definitely did it because?
Well, so I was previously in the business with Lindsay and she just ruined the business entirely. So, you know, there was some motive for me to believe that like she would do it again just for some money. As well as just Lindsay's personality and like how she portrayed herself.
Okay. So now we got the lay of the land. We got the story. We understand the case that you guys had. Now, Erica, talk to us about how a competition works, right? Because obviously you bring the case forward and the judge is actually somebody that's not associated with the school or whatever. Talk to us how the competition is set up and how you compete against other schools.
Well, for our mock trial room, it's set up like an actual courtroom. So we have the prosecution side and the defense side with three lawyers sitting in front of the judge. So the prosecution usually starts with the opening statement, which Dwight had the honor of portraying to the room.
How did he do?
Amazing.
Yeah. I you could just hear that. You know, he's got that lawyer confidence. Like, yeah, this is my case. I'm going to win. Yeah.
Yeah, so after the opening statements are made, the testimonies do start, and we call each witness up to the stand, and we do our direct examination, and right after our direct examination, the cross-examination would happen from the defense team, and the witnesses are not prepared for cross-examination at all. They have to answer yes or no questions, and it just all depends on how they answer the questions, whether or not the defense's testimony is reliable or not. That's why we watch the cross-examination closely, watch the direct examinations closely, so we know what questions to ask for further competitions, and we know what to object to while the cross-examination is happening, because you have to be on your toes to see no funny business goes around while they're doing cross-examination.
No funny business in court, that's for sure. Now, Dwight, you guys also work with some outside lawyers that help you with prepping the team and kind of give you the lay of the land from a very practical standpoint. Talk to us about how valuable the insight that you guys get with the lawyers that you work with. And let's give them a shout out. Let them know who you guys work with as well.
Oh, absolutely. Our lawyers, they really do help transcend us to the next level. They help look over anything we have. They help give insight into other kinds of documents. They help witnesses and lawyers. They help prep us, especially for me. Ms. Rogers, our lawyer, or the lawyer who helped me with my opening statement, helped me get it to a different kind of level that I didn't really expect to get to. So lawyers definitely do help out a lot.
That's great. So good shout out to Ms. Rogers there. And LaVon, you're a high school senior, right? You know, you've been involved with the club because it was something to do and you're interested in the medical field. So talk to us about what's next. You're going to be graduating soon. What's next after COPEG for you?
So I definitely want to attend college. I do want to be an RN. But honestly, I've been thinking about going into mock trial as a college student, even though I'm going to be in the medical field. It's just something that is like, you know, I didn't have interest in before, and I don't have to pursue the career to be involved. So I do think I'm going to pursue it further on.
All right. Well, all the best to you. And listen, not enough nurses in this world. So good luck on that pursuit as well. Same question for you, Erica. What's next after COPEG? You said, you know, you want to be a lawyer. So let's talk about that.
Well, we do want to become a lawyer, but there's a bunch of different career opportunities out there because, like, life just happens. So I do have backup plans if I don't end up becoming a lawyer. I do want to be a real estate agent or to go into different types of law if I can't go into criminal law, like real estate law, entertainment law. And there's a bunch of different like law studies out there, which you can definitely make a good amount of money on. We're all looking for money.
Oh yeah. All the things you checked off, all, by the way, are big ticket lawyer item money. So good for you. All right. Well, listen, Erica, I wish you the best. Dwight, I wish you the best. And maybe we'll chat next year with your third year on the mock trial team. LaVon, all the best to you as well. And hats off to COPEG for creating the mock trial team. And you can't see it on the radio, but they have a very cool setup in the classroom. Looks like a courtroom. Very, very cool. And we wish them all the best success on their mock trial adventures in the future. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And again, catch us on that LI News Radio app. Thanks for tuning in each and every Saturday to hear about what our kids are doing in our schools. It's high-level stuff, and these kids are bringing it home every day. Thanks again for tuning in. Stay safe. Be well. Until next week, take care.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.